Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 27. Let me read this to you. I'm going to read probably the whole thing to you. And hear it not just as me reading it to you, but the Lord talking to you. It is His Word. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What's the answer to that?
Nobody.
Nobody. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Man, that's a great statement.
Amen.
That's what you say when you feel afraid.
Yes.
This is how you talk. When you feel afraid, when you feel like you got no strength, you don't know what to do. You don't feel like you can come out of this. Your strength is gone. What do you say? The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yes.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple.
Amen.
For in the time of trouble, He will hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He'll set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Can you see how to come out? Can you see how to overcome? Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. And when you said, seek you my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. You've been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. How bad can it get? Well, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
When mom and daddy write you off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then is it time to throw up your hands in despair and say, well, that's it.
No.
Man, when your own mom and daddy don't believe in you anymore. When your own mom and daddy write you off, well, you must be a sorry rascal. That must be the end. No, he said, even if mom and daddy write me off, even if they forsake me, you will never forsake me.
Yeah.
You're with me.
Yeah.
Right? Friends, never get your eyes on other people and think that they are your salvation, that they are your identity, that they are the only ones that give you worth and value and that you have no future without them. Are you with me now? You know, you hear people, even married people, and I know what they mean, but we shouldn't even say this. I've heard married people say, well, if something happened to so-and-so, I just couldn't make it. I don't know how I could go on. Don't say that.
Amen.
Don't say that. If something happened to mama, I just don't think I could go on. If something happened to my brother or sister, if something happened to my husband or wife, I've heard people say it about their dog. If something happened to Spot, I just don't think I could go on. Well, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah.
I said, you're setting yourself up because this life is short. It's very, very short, very brief, and we don't know who's going to live longer than the others. But I tell you this, you need to have enough of your heart and confidence in God.
Yes.
That no matter who's there or not there, you're going to make it.
Amen.
Are you with me now?
Yes,
you see people who lose loved ones, and sometimes it's not a matter of losing. Somebody went home to be with the Lord, so you didn't really lose them. But they're not here anymore and just grieve for years and never get past it. What does that mean? That means that person had a place in their heart that only God should have had.
That's right.
Are you with me now?
Yes,
sure. You're going to shed some tears and you're going to miss people and wish you could go see them and that kind of thing. Miss their presence. But friend, no human being is supposed to be our all in all. No human being is supposed to be our present and our future all wrapped together. Only God, only Amen. He is that to us.
Amen.
And when He's your rock, He's your foundation, He's your present and your future, then no matter what goes on, you may feel it. You may feel rocked, but you know, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it. I got a future. God's here. He'll be with me tomorrow. Right? We're going to make it. Even through your tears, through your pain, you'll say, I'm going to make it. Why? God's with me. And if He's with me, who can be against me?
Nobody.
God's in me. He's for me.
Hallelujah.
Now keep reading. He said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless, and let you stop right here, then we know people who faint don't do this. Because he said, I would have fainted. Unless what? Unless I had believed to see. Now, has he seen it yet?
No.
Is this talking about the past?
No.
The present?
No.
What's it talking about? It's talking about the future. I had fainted unless I had believed to see. See what?
The goodness
of the Lord in heaven? No. No. In the land of the living? Wait on the Lord. This word wait here has the idea of expectation. Hope. Real Bible hope. Expectation. Hope in the Lord, we could say. Wait on the Lord. Expect of the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't be down. Don't be depressed. Be of good courage. And He will what? He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say. Expect. Hope. On the Lord. Fear has to do with the future. Who do you know that's panicking about the past? Right? No. What's the fear about? The future. Wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. Wonder if it'll happen. Wonder if it won't. Fear that the bad thing might happen. Fear that the good thing might not happen. Fear. Go with me to Hebrews. We've looked at this before, but let's look at it again. Hebrews, please, the second chapter. Fear of the future. How many understand faith has to do with the future too? Anybody remember Hebrews 11? 1? What does it say? Now faith is the substance of things. What? Does that have to do with the future? Doesn't it? Hoped for. The word for hope in the Bible, again, it means expect, confident expectations. You could say it like that. Faith is the substance or the ground or basis of things expected, confidently expected. Well, expectation has to do with the future, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if it's faith, you don't see it, you don't feel it, and it's not now. As far as you don't see it now, you're expecting it. You believe you receive it now in your heart, but you don't see it now in front of you. If you saw it now, you wouldn't have to be in faith about it.
That's right?
Right? So faith has to do with the unseen, what is not seen, and with the future. Substance of things hoped for, expected. Fear is a perversion of faith. So it's the opposite of that. Faith is expectation of good. Fear is expectation of evil. Another word for it is dread. Dread. People who are in faith are excited about tomorrow. People in fear dread tomorrow. Now in Hebrews, the second chapter, let's read this. Hebrews 2 and 14. I'm reading out of the Amplified. Hebrews 2:14. Said, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he, Jesus, in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to nothing and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. That's a description of millions and millions, billions of people on this planet held in bondage through what? The fear of death. King James talks about the fear of death makes you subject. They were subject to bondage all their life. So to be free from bondages, you got to get free from what? Fear. And particularly fear of what? Fear of death. Now when you read that, so many times people only think of physical death. But he didn't say just physical death. He said death. Spiritual death is what he's talking about, of which physical death is part of. But let me give you this definition of death. Death has to do with separation. What happens when a human being dies, as people say? Well, does that mean that's the end of them? See, people try to think that. Many in the world say, well, that's the end of them. It's not the end of them at all. It's not the end of their spirit. It's not even the end of their body. I don't care if that body decomposes to dust, that body's going to be raised again. Right? So it's not the end. But what is it? It's separation. The spirit is separated from the body. And when the spirit leaves the body's dead. Has no life in it apart from the spirit. So it's separation. It'll help you when you think that. When you read the word death in the scriptures, think that word. Separation. Separation. So when people are afraid of death, what are they afraid of? They're afraid of separation.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith for the Future, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803H. That's R803H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.